This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 175. Today, Ed asks, in your recent Hadrian's Flight podcast, you discussed how you separated the action climax from the character climax. What are the downsides for such a separation? And should this separation be different for different genres? For example, cozies, romances, coming-of-age novels? Well, Ed, the separation was not deliberate. It was apparent. It seems to me to be an important distinction. I did not go through and say, oh, gee, the character climax and the action climax are separate. I got halfway into the action climax and I realized there's a whole bunch more story after this point that I've set up, that I've still got to pay off. And you will occasionally find yourself in a book with that kind of structure. And when that happens, there's one of two things you can do. You can cycle back and try to re-engineer the plot going up so that the action climax resolves the story. Or you can treat the action climax as a final gateway into resolving the story, which is what I chose to do. And I chose to do that because, A, I didn't want the work of going back and refactoring shit, and partly because I was on a deadline, but also because those two paths yield completely different kinds of books. The former yields a action book. The latter yields a character-driven book. In my case, to my mind, young adult coming-of-age novel is character-driven, period. The action, the adventure, the mystery, the suspense, that's all wonderful and important, but it's all dressing. It's not window dressing, but dressing. It's sauce on the main course. The main course in that kind of book is the character. So even if I wasn't under a deadline, I would not have decided to go back and refactor. If I was writing a mystery, at least certain kinds of mysteries, if I was writing a thriller, I would have done that. But in the case of this book, there was no way I was going to consider doing that. On the other hand, in my Clark Lantham mystery series, there's 8 volumes currently, and some of them have all the climaxes hitting at once. And Then She Was Gone has all the climaxes hitting at once. A Ghostly Christmas Present has all the climaxes hitting at once. Silent Victor has all the climaxes hitting at once. And In the Cloud has all the climaxes hitting at once. And Bodies in the Basement does as well. On the other hand, Smoke Rings, He Ain't Heavy, and Blood and Weeds have staggered climaxes, like happens in Hadrian's Flight, where the action climax sets up the character climax. And that's because in those books, the plot, the mystery, is an important story, but the real story is the effect that the mystery has on the character. And instead of a big bang at the end, that gives you a bang bang of two completely different types. That's just in case you're wanting to look at things in my own bibliography that will illustrate the point. In my experience, this may be a side effect of the way I write, the action climax and the character climax sometimes separate on their own. So it's not something you really set up at the beginning. But when you realize they've separated, you need to decide whether to go with it or whether to pop back and fix whatever is out of sync between your two layers of story. Either one can work very well. You just wind up with different kinds of books at the end. And that's true no matter what genre you're looking at. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives license. Remember that now through December 22nd, you can get a book bundle filled with books on writing, craft, and business and discipline at storybundle.com/nano. 11 books, including one of my own, all dedicated to helping you write better, faster, and manage your business more effectively so that you have more time to write better and faster. Check it out now while there's still time at storybundle.com/nano.